for many thousands of generations now, has been in the process of waking up to seeing the light. And we're all in it. It's kind of like an eyeball trying to see itself. It's like your eyeball's looking for itself. Well, it can't see itself because it is. The light is in us. The life is in us. You know, we are the life. We are the light, you know. And Christ says to become one with that life that's in us so that the exterior us ceases to exist and we only exist from the light within. And we let that, and to know there's nothing you can do to make it happen because it's already happening. It's like trying to make yourself alive. You're already alive. Just wake up to that fact. It's like, you know, trying to find God. Well, you move, breathe, and have your being in God. God is all around us. God is within us. There's no look, it's like a fish looking for the ocean. You know, spending its whole life swimming all over the world looking for the ocean. Well, it's in the ocean. There's nowhere it can go that it's not in the ocean. There's nowhere we can go that we're not in God. And the light of God is within us, you know? It's just waking up to that fact that we're all created by God, through God, in Christ, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's all just one. Christ said to become one with Him, as He's one with the Father, and to become one with each other, so that we all wake up to that we are all the same. We're all one in life, you know? And I can understand what he was talking about there, and me too. But I think, you know, I don't know. I feel like for the first time in my life, I have discovered what I've always been searching for, and it was already here all the time. This is it. When Christ gets in your boat, remember when Christ told the guys to row across the boat, the lake, and a headwind came up, and they were out there struggling at the oars, and then he went out walking across the lake, and they said, well, you know, they thought he was a ghost at first. They got scared. And he says, no, it's me. So they get in the boat. And he got in the boat. And then the scripture says they instantly arrived at their destination. They instantly arrived. And I could never figure that scripture. That, I mean, I thought about that for years and years. How did that happen? How do they instantly arrive at their, I mean, they're out in the middle of the lake. Jesus gets in the boat and they're where they're supposed to be. And one night about 2 years ago, Mari and I dropped into a friend's house having a Bible study, my wife Mari, and they were studying this scripture, and bang, it's like this light, the cobwebs fell away from our eyes, and we realized when Jesus gets in your boat, you've arrived at your destination. See, we're there now. We're there now. There is no future to look forward to. This is it. We can make it heaven on earth, or we can make it hell on earth. But if you realize that Christ is within us, that everything that happens is God's will for us to experience, then there's no more striving, there's no more yearning, there's no more longing, there's nothing to build, there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, except for what the present moment requires of us. If it requires for us to fix a flat tire, we fix the flat tire. If it requires for us to miss an airplane because they cancel the flight, we sit in the airport and watch the people. We've arrived. There's no place to go. Wherever we are, here we are in Christ. There's nothing to do at a red light. There's nothing to do, you know. It's just living and observing life and loving people. That's all it is.